WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Democratic State Senator and candidate for Governor Kelda Royce says Wisconsin's next governor should be able to stand up to federal pressure. She spoke with WXCO's Chad Holmes on Monday.
This is a time when we need our most courageous and our most capable leaders, both to stand up to the threats that we face from the Trump administration, threats to our farmers, our small businesses, our families, and our economy.
Royce represents Senate District 26, which includes a large part of Madison. But Royce's background is rooted in the more rural areas of the state. She's originally from outside of Medford. Royce says she believes Wisconsinites want a fighter.
That's what I hear from people in every corner of the state. In red areas, like Clark County, where I was this morning, and in blue areas, like suburban Milwaukee, where I was last night. People want somebody who will stand up and fight for us.
Royce says she wants to address health care shortages in rural areas.
And while I'm a strong supporter of expanding Badger Care, the federal budget has taken that off the table. That cannot be our answer. It is not feasible right now with this federal government.
She says she has a plan to address health care shortages in the wake of Affordable Care Act tax credits expiring.
My plan is different. It opens up the state health insurance plan that I and other state employees enjoy, high quality, low cost, nonprofit health care, to anybody to buy in.
She says her plan will help keep rural hospitals open because more people will have health care.
I believe health care should be a right. It shouldn't be rationed based on your job or your wealth or where you live.
Royce is one of several Democrats running for the top state seat, while the Republican field remains thin. The State Department of Children and Families reports a low error rate for child care payments as federal agencies increase efforts to prevent child care fraud. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services recently announced it would freeze funding aimed at supporting child care assistance to low-income families in five states, including neighboring Minnesota. DCF officials say they're not concerned about funding freezes in Wisconsin and are reporting a 2.9% error rate for child care payments. Officials also noted the error rate could include mistakes and doesn't necessarily mean fraud is occurring. Changes to federal policies to combat fraud could create some additional administrative burdens or reporting requirements, but DCF says addressing previous instances of fraud put the DCF in a good position to navigate the changes. With another Wisconsin Supreme Court election on the horizon, the candidates are reporting a significant gap in fundraising. Last week, liberal-backed state appeals court judge Chris Taylor announced $2.6 million of total fundraising since launching her campaign for the seat last May. Her conservative-backed opponent, state appeals court judge Maria Lazar, has reported about $200,000 in fundraising. Judge Lazar only launched her campaign for the seat in October after incumbent Justice Rebecca Bradley announced she would not seek re-election, putting her at a significant fundraising disadvantage. Judge Taylor's fundraising totals are similar to that of Justice Susan Crawford's fundraising totals last year. The 2025 Wisconsin Supreme Court election was the most expensive state Supreme Court race in American history, with ideological control of the court hanging in the balance. The Wisconsin Supreme Court election will be held on April 7th. The DNR is monitoring a manure spill in Marathon County. It happened late on Thursday last week. The manure was spilling from a livestock site into a stream that empties into Black Creek. The farm was actively transferring manure between storage facilities when the transfer system failed. The manure discharged from the transfer line. The DNR is still monitoring the situation, and it is not known yet how much manure was spilled into the stream. The farm is actively cleaning up the spill, and the DNR is working closely with Marathon County Department of Conservation Planning and Zoning to monitor the cleanup. The Wausau Center for the Visual Arts has opened four exhibitions for their winter season. The centerpiece to the season is the 36th annual Midwest Seasons, featuring artwork that draws inspiration from Midwest impressions and activities. The other exhibits include landscape paintings by artist Thomas Moberg, nature-themed ceramics by Craig Clifford, and the Wisconsin Valley Artists Association Memorial Show. The Memorial Show runs until mid-February, and the other exhibits run until mid-March. The Center for the Visual Arts is open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Wednesdays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Fridays, and noon to 4 p.m. Saturdays. For more information, visit cvawasaw.org. As below-freezing temperatures roll into Wausau this week, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds residents to follow some important tips for driving in cold weather. Keep your tires properly inflated, keep an emergency kit stocked with extra food and warm clothing, keep your fuel tank at least half full, and if you slide off the road or get stranded, stay buckled up in your vehicle and call for help, as getting out of your vehicle can be dangerous, especially in freezing temperatures. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
Jeff Hafley to Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. After 2 years in Green Bay, defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley is the new head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Meanwhile, Packers tight end Tucker Kraft, recovering from ACL surgery, talked about what he and Micah Parsons are going through.
Before the surgery and something Micah's going through right now, like, it is very painful. I don't wish it upon anyone that the first 3 weeks post-surgery is just... Yeah, it's tough.
College football, Indiana celebrating their first national championship, beating Miami 27-21. NBA, the Bucks at home tomorrow night against the Thunder. They beat the Hawks in Atlanta 112-110. Marquette winning in overtime over Providence 105-104. Freshman Nigel James with a season-high 38 points.
Not everybody's made for, you know, that role to be the floor leader, the guy that's attacking, the guy that's got the ball in his hands when it matters most. NJ is made for that.
That's Golden Eagles coach Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds for today, high in the low teens. Scattered flurries and snow showers tonight and tomorrow. Lows tonight fall to around 5 to 10 above. High tomorrow, low 20s and breezy. Bitter cold temperatures return for the rest of the week.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.